These are all tips from celebrities on how to be awesome. Don't you want to be awesome?
Yes, I do. I want to be awesome.
These are health tips from celebrities. And while they may not be doctors or nutritionists or physical therapists, they are celebrities. So, obviously.
They know all.
They know all.
I'm sure, yeah.
I will give you the tip. You tell me which celebrity said it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Ready?
My best.
Okay. Ready.
In a 2017 book, this celebrity said, "When I was growing up and playing outside in the sun, I got sunburned a lot. These days, even though I get a ton of sun, I don't get a sunburn, which I credit to the amount of water I drink. It keeps my skin from peeling and burning."
Hmm.
This is a person who spent much of their career outside.
Kelly. Pamela Anderson.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
It is an athlete. One of the most famous of all time.
Jack Nicklaus.
Malin.
No.
He's probably spent a lot of time outside.
Almost all of it.
Yeah, a lot of time outside.
Tiger Woods.
No. Kelly.
Arnold.
No.
Tom Brady.
Correct.
Oh.
What a dummy. I can't stand him.
Yeah, as long as your body's really hydrated, you won't burn as fast. I don't think that's true.
I don't know if there's science that backs that
quickly
up.
Quickly debunked by certified dermatologists, including one doctor telling NBC News, being hydrated has nothing to do with a sunburn or whether your skin peels.
So he's like trying to fight sunburn from the inside?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. With water.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
My favorite people are the people who say, "I don't burn. I don't have to put on sunscreen. I mean, I get a little red, but then I tan." I'm like, "That's burning. Your skin's burning."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not so bad that you can't.
Yeah. Tan is skin damage.
Right. I mean, I burn and then I brown. Okay, dummy. Put on sunscreen. You could just brown from the beginning.
In 2023, this celebrity was hoping to become pregnant with her husband. And at one point noted that her doctor had said there are a number of things they could do to boost her fertility, including drinking her husband's number trace 4 times a week.
This was in 2023?
Oh, man. Her husband must have been pretty excited about that diagnosis.
Seriously, he paid off that doctor.
Oh, yeah. Straight from the tap.
The doctor claimed that would help deal with the abnormal thyroid levels and therefore potentially increase her fertility.
So we got to think of couples that are shockingly happily married.
Or were in 2022. Hmm. Kelly.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
No. Malin?
I can't think of any.
This will not surprise you,
Kelly,
when you hear it, Kelly.
Kourtney Kardashian.
That's correct.
Mm. Yeah, a Kardashian makes sense.
Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Are they still married?
Yeah, yeah. They had a baby.
It worked! Look at that.
Surprised they're not selling it in a can.
Good job.
The baby or the number three?
Number three was what
probably,
I was thinking.
Yeah.
But
you never know.
According to one OBGYN, I think it's ridiculous for her to even put that out there. It is the most ridiculous and non-scientific, non-medically based thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
So they came out pretty strong.
Yeah.
Not even like some studies say that it might work.
No. That is just ridiculous. Number three, this celebrity said, "Clay is one of the best things you can put in your body."
In it?
Yes.
Clay?
Okay, I've heard of people putting like clay masks on the outside of their body.
It helps clean the heavy metals out. Clay is great for you because your body doesn't absorb it. It provides a negative charge, so it bonds to the negative isotopes.
Oh,
you out here eating mud?
I mean, I guess I thought of like clay from the ground, like, oh, that dirt, that's some good Georgia clay, as opposed to like molding clay or art class clay.
Well, that's the same.
Okay, I think that there's
one process, but
I think there's some validity to this, because like you can go to the auto parts store and buy a clay bar that you use to pull all the contaminants off the paint job of your car.
It works great.
Yeah, it's like
a
thing of clay, and you spray the paint down, and then you rub it on there, and it pulls all the contaminants out. So why wouldn't that work inside your body?
It should
too?
Work. You just have to drink Quick Detailer along with it.
And that's
to keep it nice and slick.
That's the same reason I started eating turtle wax right out of the can.
Yeah.
Good enough for a car, good enough for my intestines.
Yeah, you should. When I drink water, the insides of me bead.
All right.
What you drinking? Oh, ceramic detailer.
Which female semi-kooky celebrity said this?
Kelly. Miley Cyrus.
No. More kooky, I think. Significantly.
Okay.
Eating clay.
Kelly. Courtney Love?
No.
This sounds like a Gwyneth Paltrow joint.
No, she was a rising star, and now I don't know what she actually does. She was dating Aaron Rodgers for a while.
Oh, Kelly. Damn, that brunette. What's her name? Freaking A.
She was in the knockoff.
Mika.
Nope.
Like when Jennifer Lawrence was doing the kids' movies
Shailene
where they shoot each other.
That's Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
Yep.
Shailene.
Yeah.
That checks out.
It makes sense for her, doesn't it?
She's
very crunchy.
Yeah. She was, I think, part of the reason that Aaron Rodgers turned into the weirdo he did.
Yeah, they were drawn to each other. This celebrity back in 2006 did the Master Cleanse, lost 20 pounds. And, of course, the Master Cleanse, which was very popular back in 2006, was the concoction of lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup. Steve, those would be great ingredients for that chili cook-off you were talking about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I made a Master Cleanse chili.
Oh, she said, man. Add some beans. No.
She said she lost 20 pounds, and initially she said it was great and recommended it for everyone, and then when pushed on it, she said, you know, it actually made me have severe hunger, and I felt evil on the inside.
Mm.
Name the celebrity.
Oprah Winfrey.
No.
What year did you say?
2006. Still was a giant star then and probably a bigger star now.
Kelly. Lady Gaga.
No. Right type of performer.
Hmm.
Kelly. Katy Perry.
No.
Steve. Madonna.
Maitland. No. Maitland.
Britney Spears.
No.
Pink.
No.
Christina Aguilera.
Beyonce.
Oh.
Okay, this one. Nah, this one, it's the guy. Is it? How do you say the guy that makes the shoes with the red dots on the bottom or the red sole?
Oh, Christian Louboutin.
Louboutin. What is a sexual in a high heel is the arch of the foot because it's the exact position of a woman's foot when she orgasms. So
Stop
putting
it.
Your foot in a heel, you are putting yourself into an orgasmic situation.
Not in those shoes. Those shoes are uncomfortable as hell.
Right.
That just sounds like a way to sell the shoes rather than a real true belief.
Okay, this next one, I don't know about the way she said it, but it was recommended to a lot of us when we were doing a medically supervised diet, so there might be something to it. This celebrity said drinking apple cider vinegar before your meals keeps you slim by cleaning out your entire system completely.
Nope.
That's not what it does.
I never bought that.
Apple cider.
There's some validity to the benefits of apple cider vinegar, but it doesn't clean you out entirely.
No, it's not like a scrub brush for your innards.
No.
I think I'm just mad at apple cider vinegar in general because when we were doing that program, I always, like, I love sweets. I have a real sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always say, whenever I would do a call with them, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm doing great, but, you know, I just have that sweet tooth and I can't get rid of it. And they'd always be like, oh, just do a shot of apple cider vinegar. Like, that is the worst advice.
You won't want sweets while you're puking.
Yeah.
Kelly, you did, like, I ended up buying the apple cider vinegar pills.
Yeah.
And even opening that bottle, it reeks so much of vinegar that I would have to hold my breath to, like, crush them down. But you did the actual liquid shots, right?
Do you still? Oh, my God.
Every day?
Them. Not every day, but probably two or three times a week. And then, like, yesterday I made a salad, and it was just, like, a spicy Dijon-style mustard with apple cider vinegar and a little bit of honey.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's good.
Yeah, mixing it up. But, it's like, I mean, same with vinegar is, you know, the basis for a lot of dressing. But
like, I'm looking for a Snickers bar replacement, and you're saying, oh, apple cider vinegar, that'll tide you over.
Yeah. I don't know how you can do a shot of it.
If somebody, like when a little kid, like when I was little, if I said, oh, man, I hit my finger and it hurts, my dad would say, would you like me to cut it off? like as a joke. So like, oh, well, yeah, then you won't have to think about it anymore. It's the same logic.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you won't be so sad about not having a Snickers anymore when you're choking down this garbage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like my kids want cookies for dessert and I say, how about grapes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Right.
No, that's different.
Although it's gross and not advised and could cause potential health risks, this celebrity in 2013 gave this review of drinking their own number one. I heard it was good for you. That's the rumor. I tried it. Not going to recommend it. Pretty gross. It might have been beneficial to me, but it's hard to tell.
Okay, question. Did we say who did the apple cider vinegar?
Oh, Megan Fox. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Megan Fox.
And then this one's got to be Miley Cyrus.
Nope.
No?
No, this one, this is the reason, I didn't realize this was the reason for years that my brain has auto-completed that this woman smells like urine.
Oh, Maitland.
Oh.
Maitland.
Emma Stone.
No.
No, Jennifer Aniston.
Did she say it too?
No, but.
You think Emma Stone looks like she smells like urine?
No, there was like a whole, where celebrities read mean tweets thing, and Emma Stone read one time where it said Emma Stone looks like she smells like cat pee, and I've never gotten it out of my head.
Oh, yeah. Kelly. That is terrible. Kelly.
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Isn't that who you always said has to smell funny?
No, she smells funny because a comedian who did the MC work for Friends said she has really long arm hair and that it really soaks up the smells of Greektown. Steve.
Kesha.
Yes!
Yep.
That's why we started calling her a stink goon.
She did at that time really look like a stink goon.
But then she was so charming in that Jerry Seinfeld wanting a hug video that now I'm a big Kesha fan. And even if she smells like urine, he should have hugged her.
No thanks.
Maybe he shouldn't have, but.
No.
Oh, Kelly, the one you referenced earlier. This celebrity smeared her own face with her own blood.
Yeah, that's Kim Kardashian.
Yep. This was another quote that said, I would eat number two every single day if it would make me look younger.
Number two.
That's what she said. She said she would do it.
Oh, my God.
If it would make her look younger.
Yeah.
Oof.
Which celebrity claimed he sunburned his butthole trying perennium sunning as a way to make himself feel more healthy? Oh, Kelly.
The one and only douche of them all, Matthew McConaughey.
No, but boy, does that sound like
it. It does sound like something he would definitely do.
I can't be positive, but this guy might have played McConaughey's dad in a movie. That just seems like he would have.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly.
After Steve. Steve, you buzz in?
No.
Jared Leto.
No. quite good together in North Dallas. Or no, not North Dallas 40. Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. You know, I used to love Matthew McConaughey, and any chance I get to tell y'all about how much his book sucked, I will tell you.
Remember
his
when
book sucked.
Remember when he did that motivational seminar that
was just on Best Of a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to buy into it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give you all these tips to live, just $600.
Yeah.
That one is Josh Brolin, who burned his butthole.
Oh.
Who is Josh Brolin?
He was Thanos. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Oh, I recognize his face. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's been in a ton.
Let's see. This famous model said she thought sunscreen was poison. I cannot put this poison on my skin. I don't use anything synthetic.
Heidi Klum?
Nope, but you're on the right track. Famous model, Brazilian.
Oh, Giselle.
Oh, Giselle.
Giselle, yeah. This one's a slam dunk. This celebrity and her website sold $66 jade eggs in their women's vaginas.
Yeah, the jade eggs. Yeah, very famous.
This one's Brandy Glanville. That's the answer.
Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that anyway. So it's
Chastain.
Yeah.
She gave herself a chemical burn while explaining that Nair is a beauty hack for her face.
Oh.
This is the video where she was talking about how good it was for her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
She did irreparable
damage. Her face.
I mean, that.
It's so bad.
It had to have scarred, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, it did. And then she reached out once Lindsay Lohan came out and you saw how whoever cleaned up her bad plastic surgery and everybody was like, who is her doctor?
Right.
Brandy Glanville then went to that said
doctor. Surgeon.
That's the word I'm looking for. And she looks a lot better now.
They fixed it?
What did we know Brandy Glanville from?
Real Housewives.
She was also married.
No, she was married to that super rich dude who cheated on her with Leanne Rimes. And now Leanne Rimes is married to her ex-husband. I think he's like a baseball player or something.
Yeah. That sounds right.
I can't remember.
I thought she was married to a famous athlete.
Her second husband was also a baseball player. But they're divorced.
There you go. Everything's going great.
You used to really like The Real Housewives, if you guys can't.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
A surprisingly deep knowledge became available.
Good for you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all like, who doesn't like some sort of slop TV, right? Mm-hmm. You give me a good dating show where people are confronting, like that show where someone is given the ultimatum and then they go and they live together and date other people for 3 weeks and then see if they still want to get married. Mm-hmm. That is a horrific show filled with awful people. And when it comes out, I can't wait to watch it every time.